And joining us live now is Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Governor, that seems to be the newest threat now, flooding with high tide arriving.
Well, Mike and Bruce, hey, thanks for having me on and talk to your listeners in Northern Virginia. Yes, Northern Virginia got quite a hit the last 36 to 48 hours with very heavy rains. They were in some of the heaviest rain bands for a sustained duration, and then the winds have now the winds over the last 48 hours or so have also caused a lot of downed trees, power lines. So most of the power outages in the state right now are in Northern Virginia, about 106,000 out of 112 still reported, and flooding in a lot of the low-lying areas. So we still got a ways to go with damage assessment, but overall the people have been great working together, heeding the warnings, and the National Guard, State Police, local law enforcement, and our VDOT crews have just done a real good job helping.
Good to hear that. Governor, the wind not as strong this morning as had been feared before the storm came into the area. Is this going to allow the power companies, or at least are they telling you this, that they will be able to get out there and begin the restoration process sooner than anticipated?
Yes, and in fact, they were only a very short period of time when they weren't out there. I mean, we were at a peak yesterday of over 200,000 customers without power, the lion's share in Northern Virginia, but they've been continuing to work through the night. And like I said, it's down to 106,000 in Northern Virginia now. We've got 2,600 utility workers from other states that are in Virginia helping with the restoration efforts. And so I think it'll be going back on a lot quicker. To put it in perspective, with this derecho we had just a few months ago, we had over 1 million customers without power. That's over 2 million people. So this is a far less significant impact, fortunately, than we had just a few months ago.
Absolutely. Big picture-wise, it's much better, although if you're the one without the power, that gets old after just a day or so.
Well, that's true, and people just need to be patient. I mean, I know everybody's got storm fatigue. Hampton Roads has had cloudy skies and rain and wind for going on now day four, Northern Virginia probably day three, so I know it gets wearisome, but I think by tomorrow afternoon, we should start seeing some sunshine, people feeling better. Right now, with state and federal governments closed for the second consecutive day, we just ask people to please stay off the roads. There's a lot of debris out there. There's a lot of standing water. We've got over 230 roads closed right now around the state because of either flooding or debris or pounding water, and we ask people just to be vigilant. And of course, the way to the west, maybe in some of your listening area, we still have blizzard warnings till tomorrow morning.
Unbelievable.
And a good part of the western part of Virginia, the higher elevations already, some areas 9-12 inches, and maybe as much as 2 feet by the time it's over. So this is a very serious weather event in different varieties around the state.
Yeah, as much as we're relieved, it could have been worse. We do recognize there's a lot of damage out there still needs to be worked on. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, thanks for joining us this morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, glad to be on. Thanks.